Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
In Louisiana, an inmate is back in custody after attacking a deputy in the West Baton Rouge Parish Jail and escaping a pond. In New York, a couple finds $100,000 cash in a safe while magnet fishing, but can they keep the loot? And 11 people are killed in a mass shooting in Mexico. These stories and more are coming at you today, Tuesday, June 4th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
Thank God you're back.
Back in the saddle, not 100%, but 100% better than I was last week. I want to give a shout out to my girl, KJ, Kelly Jennings, Unspeakable Podcast. Kelly, I hadn't called you yet, but I'm going to. I haven't been on social media. I've been totally incapacitated. Jim Chapman, thank you, sir, for covering for me and carrying, and you know, it's a whole lot of shit on your plate that you didn't need, but I hope I don't ever have to return the favor, but you know I will. I missed all you lifers. I'm going to try to start doing social media again this week if I'm able to, but I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all, and I missed the show. So let's get down to some true crime time for Taco Tuesday.
Well, just before we do that, since you missed this, and so I didn't get into it on the other show, I discussed it a little bit, but over the Memorial Day weekend, because it's been since then that you've been on, one of the things I did, I was saying this on one of the shows, was I watched Naked and Afraid. Have you ever seen that?
I watched like the first season or two of it, and then
I'd only seen like one episode before, but I caught one in the middle of Memorial Day and I ended up binging on it. I literally watched like four seasons.
They got so many different. Now they got
great.
Naked and Afraid XL. Yes. Afraid this. And
so the whole time I'm thinking Woody Overton would be perfect for Naked and Afraid. Yeah. Would you do Naked and Afraid?
I would have done it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not because of the naked part, just because I don't feel like getting eaten up by bugs and shit right now.
Right.
But yeah, I would have done that. And a lot of the reality shows, you know, the one I really want to go on was Alone.
Yeah.
You drop me off in the motherfucking wilderness, 10 items of my cheese, and you're going to have to carry me out in a body bag or I'm winning that $500,000. I ain't got to feel shit. I'd hunt and make me a little shelter and a fire, got me some water. Fuck you. I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, the whole time that I'm watching the show, I'm thinking, hell, this is every Friday night at Woody's house. Right? Yeah.
Hell, that's what I thought happened. We had some friends over a week ago. This past Sunday, and we drink beers and stuff, and that night, boy, I woke up with a headache. I was like, God damn, I'm hungover. I didn't think I drank that much.
Yeah.
And then it just got worse. And then by Tuesday, I went a place I'd never go, which was a doctor's office, and here it is on the rest of it. But I love y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are going to produce some good shit.
Absolutely, and we're going to get into that crime time you just brought up. And we're going to start out in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
And an inmate is back in custody after escaping from the West Baton Rouge Parish Jail.
Shout out
WBR. 24-year-old Christopher Spearman attacked a correctional officer and escaped the facility just before 7:30 p.m. on Friday after attacking that deputy. Sergeant Landon Groger said Spearman was found in a pond off of U.S. Highway 190 about 30 to 40 minutes after he escaped. So he didn't get away for long.
Yeah, I'm going to hide in a pond.
However.
And that happened all the time.
Yeah. So they see him in this pond. Mm-hmm. He swims out to the middle of the pond, and he refuses to come out. Well, these deputies ain't going in after. Right. They basically just said, you get tired of treading water after a little while. And
they don't want to even send in a canine because it might drown him, right?
Yeah. So they basically let him sit in the middle of that pond and tread water until he got so worn out. He was either going to drown or he's going to swim ashore. Yeah. That's just what he did. They just let him tire out. They did maintain communication with him the entire time, and he eventually surrendered. The injured deputy was transported to a local hospital with moderate injury. Yeah, so he got wiped on pretty good. Spearman is now facing additional charges, which will be provided at a later time. Now, he was initially booked into jail for illegal possession of stolen property, possession of burglary tools, and contributing to the delinquency of juveniles. So not a first-class citizen, not Woody. Not a
Sunday school goer. But no. The WR, West Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, it's right across the Mississippi River from East Baton Rouge. And Richie Johnson used to be the colonel there, and he also was head of the Louisiana State Polygraph Board and one of my best, longest, dearest friends. And he's deceased now and has a son my son's age. So rest in peace, Richie. And I also want to say to the guys, Zach and them, I know you got a new sheriff now, but Zach and the rest of those detectives who stepped up and worked Mary Pusho's case and against one of your own, former own, a former warden of the West Baton Rouge Parish Prison, and they took it from an accident to he pled for 60 years. And he's in his 70s, so he's going to die anyway.
Wow.
But good guys, and they're really trying over there. And, you know, it's just you're in the business of housing inmates and shit. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It was a Friday. That dude wanted to go somewhere.
No doubt about it.
Well, let me tell you where he didn't go. So he didn't go to Meridian, Mexico. And if he had, he might not get to tread water in the pond. Because 11 people, y'all, were killed this past Tuesday, in mass shootings in a small town in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, the state prosecutor's office said. Now, the office said the shooting occurred in the township of Chico Musula, an area known as a trafficking route for migrant and drug smuggling. And the township and the outlying hamlet of Morelia, where the killings occurred, is in a sparsely populated area near the Mexico's border with Guatemala. So it's way down there. You pass the Yucatan Peninsula and all that. That's a ways.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they have you mentioned Guatemala. I had a friend from Guatemala. Yeah. And he was from a town called Chiquimula.
Yeah. Well, back in 1991, one of my fraternity's brother's dad was the, head of the defense forces of Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And he's the president. and his two twin sons came in. They had bodyguards everywhere we went out. I'm talking about these motherfuckers carrying Uzis. Yeah, but there was a lot of civil war and all that shit going on.
Yeah.
But back to this one, there have been confrontations between the drug cartels in the area as recently as Monday. Some of the victims, Tuesday shooting, appeared to just be regular people of the town, Jim.
Mm.
And the border area of Chiapas has been plagued by violence as the rival Sinaloa and Jalisco new generation cartels battle for territory. Remember, I told you about that before. The DEA came out and said they're in every single state in the United States of America.
Yep.
And now, of course, you get a vacuum, you're going to war for it, right? It's crazy, y'all. Thousands of people have been displaced as the cartels work to control the migrant, which is a big deal, drug and weapon smuggling routes, and forcibly recruit people to their side.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. It's just a goddamn war thing.
Yeah, either you take our side or we're going to kill you.
Yep.
One of the two.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is what it is. And in a small town, it'd be like them coming to Clinton and killing 11 people.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Get it. Figure it out.
It's rough, man.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Potam, my buddy from NOPD, actually, I think he left yesterday. He's going to spend like 9 days in Cancun. Hopefully, they're still keeping the stuff straight in the
parts touristy of the parts. Yeah. Yeah.
But I know they were having some problems there, but he's a straight up OG gangster cop. So
he's got his head on the swivel.
Survived Katrina and everything else.
Yeah. So. Well, we're going to bring you to New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope.
Commercial lines.
Absolutely. And we're going to tell you about, look, we've on this show a lot, we've talked about magnet fishing.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
You know, in these stories I'm reading makes me want a magnet fish. I got to try that.
Right. You say if you did it down here, you would hook every fucking piece of shit car. I remember I was with the state police in West Feliciana, and we got a tip somebody dumped a car in the Mississippi River not far from the ferry.
Yeah.
We went down there like 27 fucking cars down there. Everybody that was getting insurance policies or paying somebody to go take their car and dump it and never getting
there. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine what you find here.
Well, this New York City couple couldn't imagine what they found. They were magnet fishing in a lake and they caught more than they bargained for when they pulled out a safe. And it had $100,000 cash on the inside.
There you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's it. Now, James Kane and Barbie Agstani tossed a line with a strong magnet attached to the end into a lake in Queens, New York. This was on May 31st. The couple managed to open the safe and found the cash, and it was bundled in $100 bills.
I can't wait to hear the hook line on that. Way over to me loading his shit up and gone.
Yeah, I ain't telling nobody, right? With an estimated value of $100,000, the money was damaged by the water, but you could still make it out and all of that.
Still take damage bills.
Yeah, sure. So James Kane explained that they began magnet fishing during the COVID-19 pandemic due to the allure of treasure hunting without having to spend a lot of money on equipment. Yeah. Magnet fishing, for those that aren't familiar, simply involves putting a rope with a strong magnet on it into the water with hopes of retrieving metal objects. No one expected a safe to be at the end of that line, though, let alone a safe stuffed with $100,000. So they pull it out, and he describes it. He said there was two giant stacks of freaking hundreds.
Really? It's been a decent-sized safe. I wonder how they've been
broken. Dude, I would freak out.
How did you break into the safe? Yeah.
You know, it was probably rusted to hell, and it probably got open pretty easy. But the couple, you know, they thought about it. They're like, should we call the cops? And they did. They called the police. Like I don't know that I would have.
I'm telling you, I would find his keepers.
They called the police.
They didn't have a dead body in the safe.
Yeah, right. And they said they you know, found this cash, and the police said, well, we got to take the money. We got to just see if there's a crime attached to it.
Yeah, right.
So they take it, and they figure out there's no way to identify the original owner of that safe, mm-hmm. and they let the couple keep the money.
There you go. That's good. Good for them, because normally it'd be like, we're keeping that shit 30% for us, the sheriff, 30% for the DA, 30% for our minutes, 33 and a third for the judge.
Hey, man, if I can get magnet fishing and pull up $5, I'll be happy.
Sure, you might. You probably pull up $5 worth of scrap metal.
Yeah, at least.
Imagine how many pistols and shit are found, and people just stop in the most convenient places and throw them over. Now, that, I would turn in because you're not going to throw a rifle or pistol over unless you got a DB on it.
Yeah.
A dead body.
Well, you know, and it makes you wonder what, why, who throws a hundred? It had to be involved in a crime somewhere.
Right. I'm going to come back and get it.
Yeah.
I probably got them anyway.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Great.
You're going around different banks, be calling Best Bank of Chick-fil-A, Lord Johnson. Hey, can you take $100,000 on wet damage fields?
Yeah.
You're going to the Secret Service of somebody, right?
That's it.
I'm going to take you outside the box gym, Chapman. This is kind of murder, but it's like murder by God. And it's really a bizarre story. What do you think about the only reoccurring dream I ever have that's really bad is I have tornadoes that are coming around. I'm able to get everybody else safe, but like they're right on me. I can't ever find a door that's unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young cop, I used to have dreams that I would get in shootouts and I couldn't never, my weapon would never fire.
Right.
And that was, they said it was an anxiety for whatever. Now I don't have a problem. I love those dreams. I'll be shooting them up. The tornadoes still scare me. And not to the point where, you know, I'm aware or afraid of them, but you know, lightning.
Yeah.
Well, I had a guy one time, this is no bullshit, crystal clear sky day, and the guy was riding lawnmower in his front yard. It's down the road here. And lightning hit a fucking tree, popped out from the tree and hit him on lawnmower and killed him.
Oh, my God.
Him, right? And it went a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know nobody ran that much electricity to kill him. It wasn't a homicide, obviously. But check this out, bro. You ever been out like Colorado and the plains and all that, you know, where the buffalo still roam and shit like that. Well, it's big for ranching, okay? And those cows, y'all, I mean, I don't know, that's where you get your beef from, right?
Yeah.
But check this out. I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm doing it. So there was a man named Mike Morgan, and he was 3 years younger than me, y'all. He's 51 years old. And he died when lightning hit his trailer on May the 25th while he was feeding 100 cattle. So he's riding around the field. You know, the cattle's
doing his everyday thing. Yeah. Done it a million times. Probably.
And then, so another Colorado man, same time, and 34 of his cattle have been killed by a single lightning strike. This is all on the same time. So rancher Mike Morgan, 51, died while feeding his herd from a trailer in an open pasture 80 miles northwest of Denver on Saturday, May 25th. And, Jackson County coroner, naturally, you got to go out and check it out, right? George Crockett said around 100 cattle were struck by the lightning as they surrounded the trailer at the time of the incident. So just like where I'm from, you pull the feed trailers out in the field and the cows come running to you. They get used to this Pavlov's condition, right? They all out there, lightning hits them, kills them all. I wonder if that beef is still good. But let me continue.
It's probably automatically cooked.
I was going to say it's fried, flash fried. But not making, you know, best it is. But Crockett, the coroner, says, as best I can tell, it hit him on the trailer. And the cattle were bunched up around the trailer, and it hit them all. Isn't it crazy? So emergency service was called to the scene at 2:08 p.m. And after life-saving efforts, Morgan was pronounced dead at the scene. That's just absolutely crazy. So members of Morgan's family were nearby at the time of the strike, and his father-in-law had been driving a truck attached to the trailer he was in, and his wife was nearby. Both of them survived the incident. And I don't know, bro. It's crazy as fuck. Look at that. They had pictures of, look at that shit.
Oh, man.
But if I see that shit, I'm getting the fuck out of the field. You know, I've been in fishing boats when the lightning comes. I've been in Lake Maurepaugh and the waves come up and the lightning comes and we run it into the shore because what's lightning going to hit? The first metallic thing you can find.
Absolutely.
Y'all, if you saw this lightning, it's like 7 or 8 strikes. But no, it's not really a crime, but it is a crime.
And, you know, you may be curious what the likelihood of being struck by lightning is. And, of course, our wonderful engineer here, Jim, looked it up for us, and it said that your likelihood or the odds of being struck by lightning in your lifetime are about 1 in 15,300, but the odds of being struck in any given year are closer to 1 in 1.2 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's more than what I thought.
I wonder what the likelihood of murder. I think like in Baton Rouge is 1 for 100,000. You got a lot more chance of getting killed, murder-wise, illegally.
No doubt.
I just thought that because I have so many friends that are ranchers, and I've done, you know, hay for the cows and everything else. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't be sitting in the middle of that fucking lightness.
No, but, no, I don't. You know, there's nothing you can do to get away from that except for get away from it, right. You know.
And run, and, tuck and run.
Tuck and run. So
knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the Blinds guy's coming to give us a quote.
Oh, I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. And they're sending us free samples.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer.
Shop Blinds.com's 4th of July early access sale now for up to 50% off site-wide. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we've brought you a story on this initially with four inmates escaping from a Tangipahoa Parish jail. Yeah. And three of those four inmates were in jail for double murder.
Oh, yeah.
They escaped over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Well, they've been kind of slowly catching them. So apparently what these guys did was separate.
But they didn't know at first that they escaped.
Yeah.
It took them some time later. Somebody actually had to call and say, hey, four of your motherfuckers escaped. And I think Daniel Evers and shit a brick. That's a shit.
I bet they did. And I wouldn't want to be the guy that was on shift when that happened. Right. But the third of those four inmates who did escape from that Parish jail over the weekend has been recaptured. The arrest of Omarin Hookfin, who was 19, was announced at 3 p.m. This was on Friday. He was found in an abandoned house in Hammond. Hookfin currently faces charges connected to the 2022 murder of a Tangipahoa Parish man named Donta Perry and the shooting of Perry's daughter. Perry's first cousin, Kiara Perry, she was very happy that he had been recaptured. I can't even explain so much right now how I feel at this moment that he's been captured. It's a huge weight off my chest. The Tangipahoa Sheriff's Office reports that the escapees were able to break through a fence, climb under a wall, and scale two razor wire fences. Two were recaptured on Monday, and there is one still on the loose. Jamarcus Cyprian, 20, as of this recording, remains at large.
Yeah, absolutely crazy, right? But I'm telling you, just like we talked about earlier in West Baton Rouge, that's the business that you're in. Now, people say, how can four of your highest profile inmates escape? Well, guess what? It happens. It happened to us here in the
Parish. Yeah.
I was up in Clinton getting ready for deer hunting season, and my pager goes off, call the radio room. And those girls are friends of mine. I called, and she said, John Priest and Bordelon just escaped. Well, fuck. The Priest was in for luring a homosexual man in for sex and ended up tying him to a chair and pulling all his teeth and burning him to death. And Gerald Bordelon, we all know, is the last person to put to death in state Louisiana. They fucking escape.
Yeah.
And we chase them the whole weekend. It happens. And it really, the holiday weekends are when motherfuckers just want to go home, I guess. And they did it there. And I hate it. I'm sure the policy and procedures will be changed. And that Tangipahoa Parish jail is in the city of A Meat, y'all. And I've been there 1,000 times on the job, not as an inmate, naturally, but the. It's off the main drag in 16 in A Meat. You can't see it. It's back behind the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Cyprian must have had some help, but they'll get him eventually. And I pray to God it doesn't kill anybody else.
Yeah. And look, it was four of them, and they had to separate when they escaped and said, we got a better chance of at least – one or two of us getting away if we go four different directions.
Well, I had another one – over there that raped an 82-year-old lady. Her husband had been a preacher his entire life, and he had died like 6 months before. And this guy used to go over there and do yard work for him, and he broke in, raped her, and beat her, and left her for dead. And they got him in the back of the cop car, and he meets the cop car, and the cop got out to talk to somebody. The motherfucker climbed his thing and hauled ass.
Yeah.
And $20 off 442. But it happens. The escapes are part of it. But let me take you back to Chi-Town, y'all. And I didn't get to do this because I was out last week, sick as fuck. But I talked about the murders in Chicago on the original Real Life Real Crime. And every week, like the last time we were there, I think there were 27 murdered and however many. I just want to touch on it because I kept that whole weekend, I kept looking and looking to see how bad it was. Pretty fucking bad. So the tally for Chicago. Now, I know I looked up New Orleans, I looked up Baton Rouge, different ones, and for some reason Chicago has more than anyone else. The tally for Chicago for murders for Memorial Day weekend, 12 dead, but that's not it. And 53 people were shot.
Good.
And a cop even shot himself at a hotel. So Memorial Day weekend 2023 was nothing short of a war zone in Chicago, Illinois. A staggering 12 people were murdered and 53 were shot in total in the violent, bloody city. Mm-hmm. From ages 2 to 77 years old, the people that were shot were younger than old. Here's a couple of them, y'all. On Sunday night, May the 28th, 2023, a two-year-old boy was shot while playing in a bedroom with an adult. The boy was hit in the right hand. Earlier that same day, a two-year-old girl was shot at another residence.
Jesus.
I mean, they're inside their fucking house, right? These motherfuckers are throwing lead. So if you shoot 53, how many rounds do you think were fired that didn't hit somebody?
Right.
So, but then this is unfortunate. A Michigan police officer shot himself and seriously wounded another man on Saturday, May 27th at a Chicago hotel. And a 69-year-old woman was shot while sitting in a vehicle. And she, naturally, she died from her injuries. Four people were shot in a quadruple drive-by shooting, and the victims were being treated at a local hospital. A 17-year-old was shot when he opened his front door after ringing the door. You know, somebody rang the doorbell, you go and open it, bam, shot him. He was shot in the upper left thigh. And another female was stabbed to death and left in a nearby alley to this guy's house. And shortly before 1 a.m. on May 27th, another man was found dead with a gunshot wound. Then about 2:15 a.m., a male victim identified as William Hare, 35, was found on the sidewalk with a gunshot wound to the chest near downtown Chicago. Of course, he died. A 37-year-old woman and a 35-year-old man were shot while standing on a sidewalk. Both of them were shot in the face. The man died, and the woman was still listed in critical condition. 20 minutes later, Jonathan Salgado, 22, was shot in the chest and died. Later in the day, a man was shot to death on the street. And it's fucking crazy. I mean, this, you hear 12 people murdered, and when you read and you put the fucking faces on them.
Oh, yeah.
But a 26-year-old man was pronounced dead after being shot in the back. And three men were shot outside of a nightclub, but they survived. And list hits keep on coming. On Memorial Day 2023, a 16-year-old boy was wounded in the drive-by shooting. And someone drove up in an SUV, and the passenger started unloading on his ass. The boy was shot twice in the thigh and was taken to the hospital. You know, thank God these guys aren't professional marksmen, right?
Right.
Another man was shot in the city and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Just after 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, a 20-year-old man was walking on a sidewalk when two men walked up at him and opened fire, striking him multiple times in the head and legs. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, what the fuck, bro? I was there with Cindy and WL. I love Chicago. And we left, and I think they killed 27 that weekend, so it's a lot less this weekend. But they shot like 70 or 80 people.
Look, I was there.
I don't get it.
There's a like a suburb of Chicago. I think it's called Forest Hill or something of that nature, but very nice suburb of Chicago. And when you fly into Chicago, you see the Great Lakes right there.
It's
and
beautiful.
Beautiful water.
Green. And yeah. So much green in the city. I've never seen, all the cities I've been to flying in, I've never seen that many parks.
It's like an emerald green.
It's got the rivers running through it. Yeah. Lake. Absolutely beautiful.
And but this was also at a time when Chicago had that murder capital of the United States reputation. And I rented a car, but I didn't really go in to Chicago. I drove around the Forest Hill area and saw some really nice houses there. Yeah. But I did not venture in it primarily because of that reputation. Yeah. So that tells you what these what murders will do for your city as far as tourism.
That was speaking on that. So the Miracle Mile is the biggest tourist attraction in Chicago. That's where all the fancy shops are and the comedy clubs. And, you know, not far from that is the park with the spear, the beam, right?
Yeah.
And all that. And my grandmother worked at the Palmer House Hilton during World War II. I mean, my people are from there, right?
Yeah.
And I love the people of Chicago. Oh my God. I had so many great times there. But after that last year, they started coming down the Miracle Mile. They're hitting these shops in broad daylight with all the tourists in them. And Robin, I'm like, pretty sure I don't need to go back there.
Yes.
I want to come back, y'all. Get them straight. And I'm Chicago PD. God bless y'all. I don't know what's going on over there.
I'm going to tell you, it's wild. It's buck wild. And Baton Rouge ain't getting much better.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, Chicago's a lot bigger.
All right, you just heard that sound, and that means a mile high crime.
I ain't heard a mile high crime in a minute.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a pretty crazy one here. A teenager has been charged after he attempted to smuggle more than $24 million worth of methamphetamine.
What? How many kilos is that?
Well, it's estimated to be enough for 260,000 street deals. The 18-year-old U.S. traveler was stopped by Australian Border Force officers at the Sydney airport. This was on Wednesday of last week after flying into Australia from the U.S. Officer seized a total of 26 kilos of methamphetamine.
26. Now, that's without cutting it with fentanyl.
It's without cutting
26
it.
Kilos. Two and a half. I think it's 2.5 pounds a kilo.
Worth an estimated street value of more than $24 million after finding more than 20 packages in plastic wrap in the man's two suitcases. Look, that'd even be heavy to carry.
What? I mean...
I mean, that's 70 pounds worth of meth.
You got to have a better plan, bro. You got $24 million, and you know the cartel's behind it. And they're like, shoving in so much. If I could just put this kid on a plane and see if he can get through.
Oh, yeah. Australian federal police officers were notified and attended the airport to investigate further. The man was subsequently arrested and charged with one count of importing a border control drug. And the East Commander in Australia named Rose Cracknell said the detection showed how some individuals and syndicates were taking brazen risks to attempt to circumvent our borders. So
that's pretty fucking brazen getting on an airplane.
With that
24
much.
24 kilos. Bro, that's 40. That's like 50, over 50 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even get a checked bag on a plane that weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I guess he did.
They said this should serve as a warning for other travelers who wish to run the gauntlet and attempt to bypass our border controls. We will stop you in your tracks and you will be put before the courts.
Yeah, but so, they're going to kill his ass anyway. For
that's about the largest I've come across so far that people were attempted just by, you know, general flight to transport drugs. Usually that's going by boat in the middle of the night,
I mean,
right?
That's, I mean, it's a lot of fucking money. And the I don't get it. You got to try to push it through somehow. I guess they might have had him and he might have drawn attention to himself and they probably had 500 pounds go through.
Yeah.
Something to distract them. I can't see them just saying, fuck it. It's not like they, you know, they're just rolling the dice and take a chance with $24 million worth of meth.
Yeah, he's screwed. Insane. And then you got to wonder, he's the mule, right? He's the person bringing it. So it probably isn't his meth.
Yes, no, I know it's not. And he was
his ass is glad he's in jail.
Bring it, said, don't look in the back, son. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Somebody going to kill his ass over that. Absolutely. For sure. $24 million.
Well, he ain't going to testify against him.
Oh,
yeah.
We got a kinky crime coming our way.
It's been a minute since I spent it.
I like around. That.
And y'all, let me tell you about this one. You know, some of them are funny, some of them aren't. This one, I'll let you be the judge. And Jim, what do you think would be the worst way to die?
Fire or drowning.
I'd much rather drown.
Really?
Get it to the bottom and suck it in and get it over. Burning? That's bad shit.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
I've worked too many of them. Well, I got another one for you. And what would be the worst way to die? In 2016, a man faces prison sentence after accidentally killing his partner with a cucumber he uses as a sex toy.
Oh, that's a pretty bad way. Right? Yeah. I can consider it that way.
Right, me either. Olivia, not making fun of these people, y'all, but Olivia Dietman, 46, a married salesman, or Oliver, a married salesman, invited his mistress to his apartment while his wife and daughter were out. Uh-oh. Then proceeded to drink 4 bottles of wine and a large quantity of schnapps. 4
bottles of wine? Jesus.
And a large quantity of schnapps slipping off to the bedroom, right?
Uh-oh.
But according to Oliver, they would often use dildos as well as carrots and summer squash in their lovemaking.
Summer squash.
It goes back to Monster series. That's what that guy was using, to be large yellow squash.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
However, on the day in question, in July of 2014, the man said she didn't have any toys with her. So they used half of a cucumber from the kitchen instead. He then used the cucumber as a sex toy before putting it in her mouth.
Uh-oh.
During this play, he noticed smoke coming from the kitchen and left the room. He had put a piece of meat on the stove for the dog, and it was burning. So he ran to the kitchen to feed the dog, then smoked a cigarette on the balcony, all before returning to his mistress. Right? But when he returned to her, she was unconscious on the floor. The cucumber was still lodged in her throat.
Oh, my God.
Cut off
God.
Her airway passage.
No
way. Get the
way.
Fuck out of here. Oliver said, I tried to pull the pieces of cucumber out of her throat, but they were so mushy I couldn't get them all. The woman, Rika Varna, 46, fell into a coma and later died in a hospital. Medical experts later said that the vegetable had gotten wedged in her throat and cut off her air supply, suffocating her.
God.
Crazy, right? Postmortem autopsy showed that Varna's alcohol level was 4 times the German legal driving limit. So obviously this is Germany, y'all. Anyone who is driving to Germany is always subject to a blood test. German's legal alcohol limit is 0.5, ours is 0.8 of alcohol per millimeter. And for an average-sized man, this is only 2 small beers. In court, the prosecutor charged that the defendant's actions had been negligent, stating that he should have known that he couldn't leave her alone for so long. And Detman said he didn't know she couldn't breathe. He didn't know of the risk, y'all, that he was putting her in. So, and his lawyer, of course, said, my client had no idea of the danger, and the pair often had this type of relations. She wasn't tied up, and he felt that the cucumber was a problem. She could have removed it herself. Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I've told you, one of the guys that I had hung himself did it with smallest fucking string in the world. He was on suicide watch.
Yeah.
And they had the screens in the cell, and somebody slipped him one of those string balls that tied up the sheets. I mean, it's like kite string thin. He tied it to his neck, tied it to the screen. He just leaned forward, and when he fell forward, it broke, right?
Yeah.
and he fell forward, but it tightened down so much that he couldn't get off in time before he blacked out.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, this dude got, he actually got convicted of negligent homicide in the German city of Mannheim, and he was given a 20-month suspended sentence.
Suspended?
Suspended.
So he didn't do no jail time.
Wonder what his wife's saying.
Yeah. He's going to do some jail time, though.
Yeah, he's doing jail time.
Summer squash. Wow.
Not making fun of it, but there's your kinky crime for Taco Tuesday.
I'll never look at the produce section the same again.
Half of you come. This is just like, jam that shit. Oh, yeah.
That's kinky.
Yep.
All right. Well, Woody, we're glad you back in effect.
Let me tell you how serious it was. I think I told you this earlier. Today is 8 days since I've had a beer.
That's serious.
I'm locked in the fucking bedroom.
It's a world record.
I went to the doctor, and then thank God there was nobody in there, but they had this TV on. I didn't. But I was really sensitive to sight and sound.
Yeah.
And my whole head, if you touched it anywhere, like trigeminal days, it was that bad.
Yeah.
I went in there, and I had this guy cartoon. Blah, 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 and I was like, trying to feel the stuff. My first mistake was going by myself. I didn't realize how bad I was. And so I was like, no, I'll take it. I was like, no, I got this. And holy shit, it was the wrong answer. And by the time I got there, I'm trying to feel that thing out and that thing's blaring. I'm like, can you please turn that shit off? I'm about to die. And then it got me in a room and it came into my blood pressure. And it was so low. The girl left the room and got another lady to come back. And she's like, no, you just need to relax for a minute. Let's take it again. And she's like, your shit's low. And then later on, by the time the doctor did it, it wasn't. But when they left the room, I turned off the light, sat there in the dark.
Yeah.
It was bad. But I thank y'all for putting up with it. I mean, if you can't control when you get sick, and that's just the way it is. But I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Kelly Jennings, Unspeakable Podcast. Go listen to it. I love you, Kelly Jennings. Jim Chapman, we got a new podcast out.
Yes.
Dixie Mafia.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know it's actually not going to be out until the fall, but it's just going to be a short series. It's probably going to be 12 episodes. I'm going to drop it on the same feed that I drop Exposed, and it's going to be all about that wild Dixie Mafia
story. There's so many stories on that, and I'll tell you.
It's some wild shit.
I'll finish telling you when we get done. I had Carlos Marcelo's nephew in prison.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say his last name. His first name was Jules.
Yeah.
Nobody fucked with him.
Oh, wow.
And I'm talking about the 91.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, if you're familiar at all with the Dixie Mafia, they were based out of Biloxi.
Yep.
And there was a murder of a judge and his wife in Biloxi that was attributed to a guy that was in Angola that was the head of the Dixie Mafia.
Yep. Order the head.
And
that's how it works. But looking forward to
pretty
it.
Pretty wild and schemes then, they
and
had.
You got exposed and everything else.
Yeah,
But I really, really appreciate y'all. And fans, thank you for standing by. And we just love y'all.
That's right. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.